Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Visionary Technologies Q3 2021 Investor Conference Call. All participants are in listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Dr. Stephen Snowy, CEO. Please go ahead.
Hello to all of you. This is Stephen Snowy, CEO of Visionary Technologies, and I'm joined today by Brian Lane, our Chief Financial Officer, and our Senior VP of Sales and Marketing, Tony Summer. And we welcome you to our quarterly investor call for the quarter ended September 30th, 2021, which is our third fiscal quarter of the year. We'll open the call today with financial and operational recaps of the business, and we will provide some additional color to the status of operations. And we'll then open the line to answer your questions. All dollar amounts we will discuss today are U.S. dollars, and VTI's fiscal year is coincident with the calendar fiscal year. Investors are also reminded that the financial metrics reported today and in our Appendix 4C are not audited. VTI is in the business of providing better vision by using innovative products to serve high-need patients. Our flagship product is a daily disposable soft contact lens called Natural View Multifocal. Natural View Multifocal is a revolutionary and patented contact lens targeted at two patient populations with high clinical needs, the first being children with nearsightedness that becomes worse over time, a condition called pediatric myopia progression. This affects 80 to 90% of children in many major Asian economies. The other patient population being prescribed are contact lenses are people over the approximate age of 45 who have difficulty see things within arm's reach, a condition called presbyopia. Presbyopia affects almost everyone over the age of 45 to 50. Our addressable markets in pet presbyopia and pediatric myopia are large, $5 billion in the U.S. and more than $10 billion in Asia, as well as large markets in Europe and elsewhere. While VTI also sells Natural View sphere contact lenses for the simple correction of blurry vision, our focus is in the specialty area of vision care, and VTI is expanding into other specialty contact lens products, such as gas permeable lenses. VTI has clearances or registrations to sell its products in the U.S., Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, Hong Kong, and Canada. We employ a direct sales force in the United States and partner with sales and distribution partners outside the United States. The conduit to the patient begins when we sell our lenses to fulfillment partners, who are our cash customers, and who hold inventory of our products. Those fulfillment partners receive orders from and sell to eye care professionals, or ECPs, generally on a per-patient basis. Patients then purchase our lenses from their ECPs. With that introduction out of the way, Brian, can you recap the September quarter financial performance for us?
Yes, Stephen, happy to do so. Net revenue for the second quarter was a record $2.0 million, up 28% over the second quarter and up 19% over the same period last year. Shipments to U.S. ECPs in the second quarter also were a record $2.0 million. Up 20% over the second quarter and up 16% over the same period last year. We included a chart of the shipments to U.S. ECPs by quarter in our market update. The chart shows that shipments in 2018 and 2019 increased from Q1 to Q2 and again to Q3 before declining slightly in Q4. In 2020, COVID-19 led to a significant decline in patient traffic and shipments in the second quarter as the economy shuttered, followed by a record third quarter as some patient traffic shifted from the second quarter to the third quarter as the economy reopened. Because patients typically visit the optometrist at the same time each year, we saw that the 2020 shift in patient traffic repeated this year. This shift had a slight negative impact on revenue and shipments in the second quarter and a positive impact on these metrics in the third quarter that we just completed. For the year, we forecast $7.0 million in net revenue based on our performance for the first three quarters and our expectations for the fourth quarter. We reaffirm our forecast for the full fiscal year 2021 of $7.0 million. Cash receipts from customers in the third quarter were a record $2.0 million, up 20% over the third quarter, or over the second quarter, and up 4% over the same period last year. The number of active U.S. accounts, which are accounts in the U.S. that purchase product within the quarter, were record 2,316 accounts, up 3% from the prior quarter. Our repeat customer rate was an exceptional 99.3%. Gross profit was 40.1% of net revenue in the quarter compared to 40.5% in the prior quarter and 46.0% in the same quarter of 2020. We continue to experience higher direct-to-patient deliveries that increase our shipping costs and lower our margins. In addition, global shipping issues continue to cause higher shipping prices for moving our products from our manufacturer in Taiwan to the U.S., which increases our cost per unit. We expect these issues to impact the fourth quarter as well. But going into fiscal 2022, we expect our margins to improve for several reasons. We will increase our selling prices with the launch of our enhanced multifocal. We negotiated better pricing from our contract manufacturer for our enhanced multifocal and for our Sphere product. We will return to using boat freight for some of our purchases, saving over 10% of the delivered cost of our product compared to using air freight, which we used exclusively in 2021 due to port issues in the U.S. And also, we will limit our reimbursement of direct-to-patient shipping beginning in January of 2022. We expect these measures will have some impact in the first quarter, and they will build during the year as we sell off existing inventories and begin selling newer, lower-cost products through the remainder of the year. Turning to cash flows, net cash used in operating activities was $1.9 million in the quarter, compared to $2.1 million in the second quarter and $1.9 million in the first quarter. All three quarters had elevated net cash use due to several factors. First, we sold down inventories in 2020 to preserve cash prior to the financing we completed in early 2021. We built inventories back up this year to return to sustainable levels and to support the growth in accounts and revenue we generated in 2021 and expect to continue in 2022. Second, we also have been building inventory for the enhanced multifocal product launch and have continued to purchase our current multifocal product to meet the increasing demand. When we launch in the fourth quarter, we expect to sell down the existing product and limit purchasing for several quarters as we normalize our inventory levels. And then finally, we started the process of readying for our randomized clinical trial in pediatric myopia management in the second quarter. The costs associated with the RCT are front-loaded and decline over time. Q2 2021 had high RCT costs, as will Q4 2021, with costs declining after that. We expect net cash used in operating activities to remain high in the fourth quarter, as the factors I just noted continue to impact us. We expect these factors to abate beginning in the first quarter of 2022, resulting in substantially lower net cash use for the first quarter and continuing out throughout 2022. We finished the quarter with $13.2 million in cash. We have taken several steps to limit our net cash use going forward, as we are focused on ensuring that we have sufficient cash to fund us through approximately break-even cash flow. We believe these measures, combined with our continued growth in revenues, will be sufficient to allow us to operate using our existing cash with no or very limited future financing for our current operations. That's what I've got, Stephen. Back to you.
All right. Thanks, Brian. And now, Tony, can you give us a qualitative picture of what you and your team are seeing out in the field?
Certainly, Stephen. Good morning and good evening, everybody. We had a record quarter in terms of revenue and shipments of product to eye care professionals in the United States, as Brian outlined earlier. Overall, in the United States, what we're seeing is that the eye care industry has returned to near 2019 levels, especially because two major regions of the United States, New York City and Los Angeles, opened for commerce fully in the third quarter. Though a resurgence of COVID led to a reinstatement of many personal protective equipment and other protocols and practices in much of the country, seasonal retail traffic remained brisk in this third quarter, the September quarter. Outside the United States, our marketing and sales activities through our sales and distribution partners are beginning to pay off. We made these investments earlier in the year, And though individual countries vary in their ongoing pandemic response, we're encouraged by the results we're seeing in Europe, Asia, and ANZ. Our sales team continues to utilize a blended approach to eye care professional contact, whether it is in person, over the phone, email, text, or Zoom. And we expect that this more efficient blend of contact channels to continue in the foreseeable future. It has resulted in a greater number of accounts being managed by each of our sales staff, which is definitely a positive result of the pandemic and shows the flexibility of our team. Also part of the return to normal are trade shows. I've spoken about these earlier throughout several of these updates. Trade shows are an important source of sales lead generation and for gaining mind share of our eye care professionals. We've started to attend trade shows again. And the trade show season in the United States will be finishing up with the American Academy of Optometry Show in early November, where we will be releasing to the industry our six-year data on children, as well as new product and branding initiatives. The live trade show attendance has been tepid, but growing over the summer. Plans and preparations are being made for a robust show season next year. With that, back to you, sir.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Brian. And thank you to the sales professionals at VTI, whom we expect to deliver approximately $2 million more in sales in 2021 compared to 2020 with far less resources than they had pre-COVID-19. Also potentially contributing to growing revenue is the recent momentum in the myopia management segment of the eye care industry. The largest contact lens company in the world, J&J, has made a big jump into myopia management. They've started an entire brand to house myopia management, much like what VTI and Menicon have done with Menicon Bloom. J&J's first product in their myopia management portfolio will be in the orthokeratology space, which they have teamed up with Menicon to launch in the United States. Orthokeratology, as you may or may not know, is one of the methods that's used to manage progressive myopia. We expect J&J to build a portfolio of products within myopia management, very similar to what Menicon has done with Menicon Bloom and VTI and with what CooperVision has done. Speaking of CooperVision, CooperVision and Essilor have teamed up to buy a pre-revenue company called SightGlass, which is in clinical trials with a spectacle product for pediatric myopia management. The purchase price was north of $180 million U.S. dollars for this pre-revenue company after it released this one-year data from their clinical trial. This comes on the back of the purchase of Euclid by a private equity firm. Euclid is an orthokeratology company that was bought for a rumored, unverified by us, $250 million on $35 million in revenue in China. We have strived over time to establish the right balance between revenue growth and progress to profitability, and importantly, building strategic value in VTI. Our randomized clinical trial for myopia progression in children, for which we expect first patient enrolled in the fourth quarter, is a major step in building value for VTI as a standalone company and as an attractive strategic bolt-on. This data will add to our current several years of real-world evidence and making a case for VTI's natural view multifocal in the management of myopia. The progress towards first patient enrolled in a study has been steady but slow, owing to COVID-related difficulties in Canada. However, in a very significant positive turn, VTI successfully argued the case and received approval for enrolling patients in the United States, which goes a really long ways towards getting this trial enrolled and on a pathway to one-year data mid-2023. VTI is also working with the China FDA to define a path of entry or a clinical trial strategy for approval in China. This is a fluid process at this point and will be updated as we go along with that process. VTI is also making a shift towards products that require less inventory investment than do soft lenses. VTI will be placing a hold on the launch of its multifocal toric product and focusing its product efforts instead in the gas permeable space, which is currently the fastest growing area of eye care, and which includes orthokeratology and scleral products. We will be providing updates on those efforts early in 2022. In summary, we've had our best quarter ever. 2021 will be our best year ever. We are materially improving cash use, we're well-funded, and we are an early leader with very strong intellectual property and a segment of the industry that has become probably the most exciting in terms of growth, entry by the large players, and excitement from ECPs. In the fourth quarter, you will see NaturalView Enhanced Multifocal launch into the market in the United States. You'll see six-year data released for NaturalView's use in myopic children. And until then, thanks for listening in, and we can now take any questions.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. We'll just pause for a moment to allow questioners to enter the queue. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. We're showing no questions at this time. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.